producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's a good day for Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn. Ladies first, Jennifer Horn, welcome to Monday.
Yay, thanks, Rich. It's just the two of us today. It's so
just
exciting.
Just the two of us. Dudley will be in a little bit later this morning, and Ken is not feeling well, so he's kind of gone back to bed and going to see if he can. And I said to him, I said, you live in San Diego. You people don't get sick out there.
But it rained this weekend.
Right, that's what he said. It rained yesterday. So welcome West Coast to what we're getting here on the East Coast. It is.
I have to tell you, I know the East Coast has had a lot of problems. But, man, you see that stuff coming out of the sky and you're a California resident. Ugh, feels so
good. Ken said that they were on the way back from church yesterday and it was raining. And they looked next to them and a person was in their car. And this is like a light rain. Ken's from the East Coast, so he knows rain.
Yeah, it rained a little bit, but not heavily.
He said this woman had her wipers on full blast, going as fast as they can, and had a death grip on that steering wheel and was just driving through. And I try South Carolina right now. She would be freaking out because you would be having to get your rowboat out. And
I'm looking at these images of South Carolina, and, you know, I was just there a week and a half ago, right?
Yeah.
My family and I went and spent some time in Charleston. We were in Hilton Head, and, man.
You missed it by a week, then.
These poor people. I mean, the water just will not stop people stuck in their cars. I don't understand, though. I mean, does the flash floods come that quickly?
Yes.
Really do get that trapped.
Yep. They come that quickly. And we have a saying over here, turn around, don't drown. Because a lot of people will try to drive through it.
Right, right.
Instead of just turning around. They don't realize, I mean, you're in a 2,000 to 5,000 pound car. That's nothing for a good amount of water. It can take that car easily, especially if you're in a smaller car. The water gets up into your distributor and your computer, and boom, it's lights out. You're stuck. So
Columbia got 17 inches of rain in 17 hours, and it was still going. Worst rain, according to the governor, in 1,000 years. Not that they know. But come on, it's still
stupid. I just don't say stuff like that. That is so stupid.
Well, maybe on the records, the worst rain on the record.
To the late 1800s.
I know.
Year rain.
That's what Governor Nikki Haley said.
But
that is the worst rain in 1,000 years.
Oh, it's definitely the worst rain in recorded history, and it is. They are saying it will take months before some of the roads clear. 75 miles of I-95 was shut down.
Ugh,
think about
crazy.
That. Now, if you're west, you may not. I-95 is the corridor.
It's a major, it's
from the northeast to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way for everybody to get through. Trucks, everything was stopped. I would assume trains. There was nothing getting through South Carolina yesterday.
A lot of 6 people died, 30,000 people without power. That's huge. So now that you're not only sitting there wet and flooded, but you have no power to keep you company, and then you have to start boiling your water. For 375,000 customers, they were advised to start boiling the water that they were consuming. Just crazy. Now, living on the East Coast, of course, our floods look nothing like this. But living on the East Coast, Rich, have you ever been in something like this?
I'm sorry, Jim, what's that?
I said, living on the East Coast, I said, have you ever been through something like this?
Oh, yeah. My house backs up to a creek. And during Isabel, we had water up into the backyard, and we were waiting. Is it coming? Is it coming? All right, so give us a few more facts about it, because we got one of our affiliates calling in right now, and they want to give us a little bit of information, too.
Great. So this is basically 375,000 customers needing to boil water, Rich, 30,000 customers without power, 75 mile stretch of I-95. It was closed as a result of flooding, as you mentioned. And this is just incredible. 17 inches of rain in 17 hours in Columbia, in the capital of South Carolina. So lots of of cleaning up to do. But the problem with this storm is it's not just like a regular hurricane where it blows in and blows out. This is slow moving, and it sat there and just saturated this area.
Okay, Jennifer, sorry about that. But joining us right now from South Carolina is Kevin Cohen, who is the owner of our affiliate down there, WQXL 95.9 The Point. Kevin, thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning. It's been an adventure, I'll tell you that.
I can imagine. So tell us where you are and what's going on.
I'm right in the heart of Columbia. Unfortunately, I'm stuck in my home. I'm having to do my radio program a little later this morning from the house because the roads getting out of my own neighborhood cracked and washed out, and I can't even get out of my own neighborhood with a vehicle. So
really?
We're going to be doing a little old-time radio here, just kind of working our way through it. But it's been an amazing adventure. There's been five fatalities in South Carolina, which, thank goodness, it could have been a lot worse. But the rain's so unprecedented. I mean, I got a kick out of the whole thousand-year thing that Governor Haley said also when you guys were kind of getting a joke about that, but it is something I've never seen in my life. I've been in Columbia for 21 years, and it's mind-boggling. You're talking about areas that have traditionally in Columbia not flooded at all during a heavy rain or flash flooding, and there's buildings where you can only see the roof at this point. People are rescuing people standing on their roofs. This looks like a scene, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic, but it looks like a scene that we're used to seeing back from the footage of Katrina and things like that, but it's obviously not like that, but it's been phenomenal.
How is the government, how are they messaging stuff to the people? Because, I mean, how are they getting the word out, especially if people are without power? How's the rules? If you're supposed to boil water, how is that information being disseminated?
Well, fortunately, in terms of a metro area here with about 800,000 people, right now in Columbia, only about 11,000 are without power, which is kind of remarkable in and of itself. So the good news is most people still have their radios and they still have television and social media. I mean, there's no way any of us at this point can deny it, whether Dougie likes social media or not.
He sometimes doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I listen to you folks every morning, but whether he likes it or not, it's just a tool that we have to use at this point. So we're doing everything we can to, whether it's tweeting it out or Facebook or whatever it is. I mean, we just have a responsibility, and all of us have a journalistic background, so we all know that our first responsibility is just to get the word out and keep people safe, and that's what radio is still a phenomenal tool for.
So now, I'm sorry, Rich, but is it still raining now, or has it let up a little bit?
There is light rain still right now, and that's supposed to subside around 10:30 Eastern time this morning, and we're hoping, obviously, that goes. The wind is supposed to pick up to about 30 miles per hour, and that's going to be a little scary because, obviously, with everything under a water boil advisory, a lot of the water, there's people, I've seen social media pictures of parents letting their kids play in these huge piles of water, and I'm like, what are you doing? This is all filled with bacteria, and this is all filled with waste.
Not
and
a swimming pool.
So, no, for crying out loud. No, it's not. So the advice we're just telling everybody is stay home. They did have a curfew from 6 p.m. last night until 6 a.m. Eastern time. That's just expired, but it's unprecedented here. And our hearts go out to everybody that's dealing with this.
How are emergency services doing? Are they able to get around?
For the most part, I mean, again, all the interstates have been closed, which Columbia, South Carolina, while we have some of our faults, we have four major interstates that travel through here. So getting through South Carolina is very easy usually, but they're all closed. They're underwater in many areas. It's just not safe. So EMS knows what they're doing. The first responders have done a phenomenal job. I mean, we sometimes forget, Rich, that these guys train year-round for events like this, and they've been prepared. I got to give props to the governor, and I got to give props to emergency response. They've really done their job well so far.
Wow. So who's down at the station right now?
I know. Who's manning the fort?
Some folks that slept down there, so they're kind of babysitting and keeping things going, but it's frustrating. I mean, again, you guys know what it's like in a situation like this. You feel your first responsibility after your own family is to take care of your community, and I'm stuck here in a house doing a show by phone, but hey, you know, the show must go on.
Hey, get the information out. Yep. So when you look outside your window right now, what are you seeing? Are you seeing standing water? Is it all gone away and it's just the damage around? What are you seeing?
My neighborhood is, fortunately, I live up on a pretty good hill, so the house itself is fine, but you walk literally one block away and you'll see what looks like you're on a class 2 or 3 rapid. It's that bad in terms of flowing water. Yeah, it's just, it's unprecedented.
Now, they're saying that some of these roads may take months to dry out and clear out. They might have water for months. What are you hearing as far as the water receding?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, South Carolina roads pretty much stink anyway, as it is. And it's one of the biggest things in South Carolina. This will probably be the final push to get far more infrastructure done. But, yeah, it's going to be a doozy in terms of getting things rebuilt. And the reality here is what they're telling us is even if you have a situation where you see a road that looks flat, if they're blocking it off, it's because they don't think it's structurally sound at this point. We've seen so many roads just crumble from underneath that didn't have standing water on them.
What about that? You're creating sinkholes, you're right. And what about the historic buildings? I mean, gosh, I was in Charleston. It's such a beautiful town. Have you heard how those buildings are withstanding all of this water?
I have not heard, Jennifer, about the house.
It's so
buildings
beautiful.
They're doing. But yeah, Charleston, obviously, the port city is a beautiful city, and it is quite historic, but it got hammered first, and then it all came toward the west and hit Columbia, and it's just the whole state is underwater right now. And the other part about it for here in Columbia is that a lot of the water is going to still flow south from the upstate area back down toward Columbia, down the Congaree River, which bottom line is we're not done yet because it still hasn't even hit its crest.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got to get out of there now. Well, listen, hey, I hope you guys stay safe. Please let us know what's going on, and if there's anything that we can do to help get the message out while we're on the air there, please just let us know.
Yeah, definitely. And if you have time, check back in with us either later today or tomorrow. We'd love to get updates from you, and definitely thoughts and prayers going out to you guys.
Appreciate it very much, guys. Tell Doug we're sorry we missed him today.
We will. Thanks a lot,
right.
Kevin.
Thanks
That's
a lot.
Kevin Cohen, the owner of our affiliate down in Columbia, South Carolina, WQXL 95.9 The Point, and it's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Are you a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person? Hopefully, you see it full, as there are numerous health benefits to thinking that way. Recently, in a study done by the University of London, it was found that seniors who think positively tend to age healthier. They suffered from fewer physical and emotional health problems as they got older and had a longer life expectancy than their negative counterparts. Positive thinking is one of the best things you can do for your health. This tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, caring for you and about your health. Visit healthmart.com.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Richie.
Guess what time it is?
It's 21 past the hour on Good Day.
Surprise.
Ooh.
It's 21 past the hour, like she just said, on Good Day.
Our Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden here with you on this Monday morning. And we're going to look at what was happening and the funny stuff over the weekend, namely Saturday Night Live. And I am really excited to hear this. I have not heard Hillary Clinton's appearance on Saturday Night Live, and I'm not right. sure what to expect.
You know, well, she's such a notorious comedian. So
exactly. Exactly. I think she could probably be funny. If she if she lets loose.
That's the thing is, I think she, you know, and I actually feel sorry for her. In write this down. Could you date this, timestamp this? I actually do feel sorry for Hillary because she has had a lot to deal with personally. She's had, I mean, she doesn't have a lot of people that she can trust. It's got to take its toll on you at some point. And you probably do just get really closed into your own little bubble and you only have your trusted few. And part of, you know, being vulnerable, that you can't be funny without being vulnerable. And I think she's afraid to do that.
Yeah, I probably agree. All right, so here she was. She was on one of their skits, which is very rare. Usually a candidate will go on there and they will play themselves and they might do the live from New York at Saturday Night Live. So for a candidate to actually play a character in a skit is very, very rare.
Kind of fun.
So here she is playing a bartender with Kate McKinnon, who is impersonating her.
I'm Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Hey, great name. I'm Val. So Hillary, what brings you here tonight?
Well, I needed to blow off some steam. I've had a hard couple of 22 years.
Why? What do you do for a living?
Well, first, I'm a grandmother. And second, I am a human entrusted with this one green earth.
Oh, I get it. You're a politician.
Yes. Yes. And how about you?
I'm just an ordinary citizen who believes the Keystone Pipeline will destroy our environment.
I agree with you there. It did take me a long time to decide that, but I am against it.
Now, nothing wrong with taking your time. What's important is getting it right.
All right, and here they are talking about gay marriage.
I just realized I never checked your ID.
Please. I have a one-year-old granddaughter. She calls me Madam President.
I never would have guessed. You give off such a young, cool vibe. You must work in Brooklyn.
Yes. Somewhere in
been there yet.
Hi, Mrs. Clinton. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to say my sister's gay, so thank you for all you've done for gay marriage.
Well, you're welcome.
It really is great how long you've supported gay marriage.
Yeah. I could have supported it sooner.
Well, you did it pretty soon.
Could have been sooner.
Fair point.
All right, so that's cute. All right. Poking a little fun at herself.
Wait a minute. Let's see if we can get one more in here where they poke fun at Donald Trump.
A new poll of Republican voters shows that Donald Trump is now tied with Ben Carson for first place, with both candidates polling at exactly too many percent.
All right, back to Hillary.
I guess I should get going, but this has been so nice. You are really easy to talk to, Bill.
Oh, thanks. You know, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Bill, Bill. I wish you could be president.
Me too.
All right, not
All
bad.
Right, so she did pretty good.
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Little coaching.
All right, so here's a weekend update, joking about Planned Parenthood.
The author who wrote children's books under the name Lemony Snicket announced that he is donating $1 million to Planned Parenthood. It's an amount that will cover a whole series of unfortunate events.
Last one here, where they take a shot at Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks claims that he has lost all of the new material for an upcoming album after his phone containing the songs died. Or, more likely, killed itself.
Poor Garth.
We like him.
All right,
so SNL scores a point. Funny one with Hillary, and it's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, Jeb Bush has been sliding in the polls. Did his performance at the second GOP debate keep him in the hunt?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gary LaMarche. While Jeb Bush is sliding in the polls and has been mercilessly mocked by Donald Trump, did he show some spine and spunk by standing up to Trump in the GOP debate too?
People have, as Rich said, to be true to themselves, and Jeb Bush is not apparently very comfortable for most of the time in that kind of attack dog role in which he's been forced. I thought he had a reasonably good debate. I still think it's the case that he's one of the maybe three people who have a chance of emerging from this as a nominee.
You know, I have a little sympathy for Jeb because it's obviously not easy to handle Trump, but I was a little shocked by the exchange over Jeb's wife. I just don't see how a political professional who's been around this game would suggest that Trump apologize and not know that there was zero chance that Trump would do it and not therefore have some stinging rebuke to close the exchange. He should have had something at the end saying, well, that's what I expected, because it would have been the decent thing to do, and you're not a decent
man.
That
was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Your morning is moving along nice and quickly. Welcome to Monday, everybody. It's Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden with you and for Doug Steffen on the Good Day Show. Checking out what's happening with you Monday morning. If you're in Philadelphia, you should probably be checking in. If you're a college student in Philadelphia, you should probably be checking into the news.
Yeah, this is on the heels of the shooting in Oregon last week, which, I've decided I'm going along with law enforcement in Roseburg, Rich, and just not mentioning the shooter's name anymore.
No.
But the details have started to come out about that shooting, that he didn't really take any mercy. He actually ended up killing a woman who used a wheelchair. He killed 9 people total. One of the survivors was a mom of 3 who was shot in the hand. She said that the killer ordered the woman in the wheelchair to the ground. She dropped to the floor. Then he told her to get back in the chair. As she tried to climb back in the chair, he shot her. And, you know, the details coming out that he was a man who was going after people of religion. He ended up killing himself after officers started to fire at him. And then people have uncovered. Yeah, definitely. Then it was uncovered that he had started posting warnings online the day before, telling people in the area in the area of Umpqua Community College not to go to school. He said, if you're in Southwest Oregon, don't go to school. Don't. And all these warnings were online and found a little too late. Well, now the FBI has announced that it alerted Philadelphia area colleges and universities to a social media post threatening a violent attack at an unspecified campus Monday afternoon. The posting was on an anonymous message board, 4chan, which is where the Oregon shooter posted, and warned that a fellow robot will take up arms against a university near Philadelphia. His cries will be heard, his victims will cower in fear, and the strength of the union will decay a little more. The posting went on to say that the attack would take place at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, and warned if you're in the area, you are encouraged to stay home and watch the news as the chaos unfolds. So this, you know...
See, this, look, they're winning just by spreading fear.
By spreading fear, but also, so there's that. But then there's also people that want to be famous, and so they post these messages online first so that the world is watching. So how do you, as a society, not allow yourself to be afraid, but to take all these threats on social media seriously? It's a really weird place to be right now.
Well, not giving them the opportunity. So we have several things here. We have mental health. We talk about that all the time, and getting these people help before they ever explode. But then, you know what? I'm starting to think, what if somebody in that classroom did have a gun, and this guy never got a shot off and killed and never killed anybody? And all of a sudden, these people, instead of taking out 10 and 12, end up walking in, taking a shot, and then boom, they're done.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, these things are happening where people feel safe. I think I was talking about that last week. They're happening at schools. They're happening at churches. They're happening in movie theaters when people are at rest. And military base. A lot of these places are gun-free zones. And concealed carry is a very real option. I mean, it feels a little bit like the Wild West, but if the good guys have guns, it gives them a really quick way to fight back. And Donald Trump...
If this story starts going from, and we hear it all the time, 3 dead, 10 dead, 12 dead, whatever it is, down to just the shooter died and one person was injured, they stop doing it.
They do. I mean, if you're a thief and you know that one neighborhood is heavily armed and one neighborhood is not, what neighborhood are you going to go into? You're going to go in the one that doesn't have any protection. Now, Donald Trump this weekend said that if teachers had been armed at Umpqua Community College, that the deadly shooting there would not have been as tragic. He, and say what you will about Trump, but he talks about the stuff that other politicians aren't. He's saying he cited mental health issues, not guns, as the biggest cause of the shooting in the U.S. He's also called for a national concealed carry so that you could cross state lines with the concealed carry permit now. Each state, each county, each city has its own set of rules. And he said if these gun-free zones are proving to be a real problem, he said if you had a couple of teachers with guns in that room, they would have been a hell of a lot better off. And, you know, I don't disagree with Trump. I think he's right on with this.
You know, I am not a gun owner. Both of my brothers are. One of my brothers is a cop. And I just really kind of, you know, it just hasn't been for me. But more and more recently, you hear things like this. The father of this kid said, a kid, he was 26, said, it's all about the guns. We got to get rid of the guns. He's coming out and saying.
No blame to his child.
Right. No, right. I take no responsibility. My kid is not at fault. It's all about the guns. But people like that make me want to go out and say, hey, maybe I should have some protection. And maybe my kids should know how to use a gun. Now,
I think you're right about that.
In the house and we go, but I just think that it's more responsible if my kids know how to use one in the event of an emergency than not.
Well, and also, you know, I'm all about keeping little kids for as long as possible. I think kids are forced to grow up way too quickly. I just purchased my first firearm last weekend. Yes.
I don't know
if I told you guys that.
Is it pink?
No way. No, I got a real just black and brown 45.
Did?
Yeah. And so, of course, it's cooling off right now. I don't actually have it yet. Not that you should let the bad guys know. But
well,
tell
us what the process was for you.
In California?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically what I did is I went up to the counter. I knew I'd gone out and shot different guns, and I knew I liked... I know they always say girls will like the .22. It's lighter. It's easier. I like a heavier gun. It helps me point and shoot my targets a lot better.
Yeah.
So I told the guy that I like shooting the .45. He took me through the options. There weren't any pink ones. There was only a pink... what's the other one?
The Glock and the 9mm?
9mm. See how well I know guns. So the reason I want to get it now, though, is I want to practice shooting my own gun instead of shooting shooting other people's
right.
guns, so I can
right.
get comfortable with it.
Right.
So find the 45. We go through one that's, you know, not super expensive, but that is going to be a good starter gun for me. And so they did the paperwork on that, and then I had to take the test, which is like a 40, I think it was about 40 questions, true and false and multiple choice. And I got 100%, by the way.
Very good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, don't shoot in the air. That's one of the rules. And then you turn the paperwork in, and they have
everybody
you fill out.
Everybody in the Middle East would fail.
Yeah, exactly. And in my neighborhood on the 4th of July. Ah. So then you have to fill out this little profile that says that you can declare your race if you want, but I didn't, but you could. You have to put down your driver's license number, your birth date. You have to let them know if you've had any, you know, run-ins with the law, if you've
really
had any felonies.
What do you want to know your race for when you buy a gun?
I don't know. It's optional, but
more
I just chose not to.
More
honkies
own guns
right.
in Southern California.
More crackers. Or, yeah, so, and then it asks you if you've had any mental issues. And,
oh, it does ask. Good. That's what I was getting to.
But one question, and you know what? Here's the issue.
And you just
mental,
say no.
You're going to say no matter what, right?
Right.
So, and that's it. And then you buy the gun, and they give you your card. So I've already got my card that I passed my test, and then in 10 days you go pick up your gun. But, you know, it's scary for me.
What are they doing in that 10 days?
It's a cooling off period. So if you want to, I mean, this is like if you're ticked at your husband and you go, I'm going to go out and buy a gun, you have to wait 10 days to pick it up.
So are they actually verifying any of the information that you'd put down that you know of?
I don't know. I'm sure they might run you through a system. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But what I will tell you is that I saw so many kids in the gun store, and I was like, wow, why are there so many kids here? But then I got to thinking, you know, in this day and age, there are kids bringing guns to school all the time. And you take away the mystique, and you instill in kids a respect for the firearm, and I don't think that's a bad thing. You teach them how to use it the right way, because anybody who teaches you how to use a gun the right way will teach you gun safety. They scream at you if you put your finger on the trigger unless you're pointing at your target and ready to
right.
go. I mean, you know, gun people are actually some of the safest, most responsible people out there. And, you know, I don't know if it's a bad, I don't think it's a bad idea anymore if you get your kids up to speed on how to use it and how to respect a firearm.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, take the extra steps. All the time we see these stories where somebody got a gun from somebody who didn't have it locked up, a kid. My wife's cousin's son was killed at 5 years old when two kids found a gun in the house.
See, that's the thing. You have to, and that's
yeah.
you have to keep them locked up. Now, when I have a kid, will I keep my gun? I don't know. Right now, it's just me in my house, so you know that's not so much of a concern for me. But I don't know if I'll keep it when I have kids. I may make sure that the safe is in a better area. You just have to make sure you take the right responsible steps. Now, you want to lighten up the conversation a little bit?
Yeah, always.
So Donald Trump is out there doing his, you know, his press conference this weekend talking
yeah.
about the teachers. He is so funny in the way he talks. I just love watching him talk. He is so,
you were
oh
so
my gosh.
Enamored with him.
Well, because he always goes, can you imagine? Really nice people. He just has these Trumpisms, and it just amuses me. So he went on to tell people that he has a license to carry a gun in New York. He says, quote, I'm going to try to do my Trump here. He says, in fact, I have a license to carry in New York. Can you believe it? Nobody knows that. Sorry. It just makes me laugh. He goes, can you imagine? Somebody says, there's Trump. He's easy pickings. What'd you say? And then Trump's holding a gun, mimicking holding a gun. I don't mean to make light of this, but you got to laugh a little bit. And Trump is just, oh,
no,
gosh,
he is amusing.
Too entertaining.
Yeah. I know he's got your vote, but I don't know.
So if you're bottom line here, though, is if you're in Philadelphia today, just, you know, keep your eyes open and I'd say go to school as usual, right?
Be alert.
Yep.
Always be alert. Be aware. All right. It's 45 past the hour. Coming up on 45 past the hour on the Good Day Show with Rich and Jen.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. In honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, JCPenney partnered with Eva Longoria to host an empowerment luncheon with Hispanic influencers and 12 exceptional young Latinas from the Eva Longoria Foundation in the Los Angeles area. Guests at the event included actress, producer, director, philanthropist, and businesswoman Eva Longoria, Jane the Virgin star Jaime Camille, ESPN commentator, former professional soccer player, and Gonzo soccer founder Monica Gonzalez, and the Legends of Tomorrow, three Los Angeles Latinas making an impact in their communities.
We are celebrating some Latinas that have benefited from the programs that we provide at the Eva Longoria Foundation. They work so hard all year round, and today we partner with JCPenney to pamper them and applaud them for the work that they have done.
Panel members talked about how ambition, hard work, and philanthropy transformed their lives, all while maintaining and celebrating their identity. JCPenney recognizes the contributions of Hispanics and celebrates their heritage and culture. For more information on the event, visit jcpenney.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Are you a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person? Hopefully, you see it full, as there are numerous health benefits to thinking that way. Recently, in a study done by the University of London, it was found that seniors who think positively tend to age healthier. They suffered from fewer physical and emotional health problems as they got older and had a longer life expectancy than their negative counterparts. Positive thinking is one of the best things you can do for your health. This tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, caring for you and about your health. Visit healthmart.com.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
48 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day with Jennifer and Rich here with you. Hey, Orbitz is saying if you are looking at traveling during Christmas time, now, between now and Thanksgiving is a good time to buy your tickets. They say October 12th. So you're going to hold off next week. October 12th is the best time to buy tickets for Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and New Year's Eve. So, actually, today through October 12th. So
get
this
on
week.
It. Not that far off. Isn't that scary? I went into Target this past weekend, and, of course, the Halloween stuff is out.
Right,
but
the
Christmas stuff is starting to come out. They've got all their lights out. It's like, oh,
ridiculous.
Where did the year go?
I want to drop kick the managers of these places. It was August.
Wild.
It was August, and I was seeing Halloween stuff in Home Depot.
That's how they do it.
So what's going on with Google? They are changing. They get a new owner today. They're changing the structuring of their company, and they're becoming Alphabet.
Yeah, I think we talked about this here a few months back, but Alphabet is going to be the new parent company of Google. They're going to handle, Google's still going to be the search engine, but Alphabet's going to handle all the other stuff that Google had started to dip its hands in, their philanthropy, their science, their, all of the research stuff and new breakthroughs will be handled by Alphabet now instead of Google. And there's a new code of conduct at the company and a pretty noticeable change at that. The company used to have a famous creed. It used to be their code of conduct was don't be evil. That's absent from Alphabet's new code of conduct.
Oh, really? So now you can legally be evil if you want to Google.
Crazy. The new code of conduct, it was published on Friday after Google completed the transformation into one of the several organizations within the parent company, which is called Alphabet. Don't be evil has been part of Google for over a decade, and it's the very first line of the search company's code of conduct. Alphabet isn't using it, and hopefully the intention is still there, especially since they're going to be going into new technologies and science. The first line now is employees of Alphabet and its subsidiaries should do the right thing, follow the law, act honorably, and treat each other with respect. So,
you know, I'm a big Google fan. We use Google here at the network.
Sure, of course.
I use it personally. I'm all about the Google. My kids use it for school. They upload their homework to the teacher through it, blah, 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 yada, yada.
No one even says web search anymore. They say, I'm going to Google something.
Right. But
like Coke.
You know what? At a certain point, they get a little bit too big, and it starts to make you think.
It's a little scary.
They are everywhere. So be careful what you... My philosophy, we're on the web, be a small needle in a big haystack.
Yeah.
So,
mine is go to the library and use the card catalog. Then they can't track you.
Right. Never happens. 51 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Steffens, good day. And this is normally the time that we do a little technology news, but we're putting out a tracker beacon on Greg Stebbin. We'll see if we can find him. But first, this story caught my attention today. U.S. Coast Guard crews reported spotting a 225-square-mile debris field on Sunday of styrofoam, wood, cargo, and other items near the last known position of a missing cargo ship. I'm not sure if you heard this story, but a C-130 trying to locate the El Faro reported the debris, according to a tweet. The objects included 1,000 pieces of styrofoam, pieces of wood, a cargo door, fenders that belonged to a ship, and multiple 55-gallon drums. This is all according to the Coast Guard. The debris field was the second found over the weekend. Earlier in the day, multiple items were seen in the water just before noon. Those items included containers, loose deck materials, oil sheen, and it boggles my mind, Rich, and I'm not sure how well you've been following this story, but it boggles my mind how in this day and age things can go missing like this.
You know what? We have the technology, and Greg's here with us to talk about technology. They have the technology to know exactly where these storms are.
Yeah.
And how a freighter of this size can actually walk into the middle of the storm.
And just disappear.
I heard one of the wives of one of the crew members talking, saying, I don't even see how it's possible. that they went anywhere near this storm. All they had to do was turn and just go in any other direction for a day or two or three and then get back on course.
Yep.
So I don't know why it is. All right, so here we are. Technology brings us to Greg Stebbin, who is our editor at contributor, tech contributor at Men's Health Magazine.
He's Greg, our guru.
Greg, how are you today?
I'm feeling very guru-ish. I'm stroking my beard.
You are the guru. You are the man.
Hey, so what's going on today?
Well, we have startups that are being drawn into the debate over the future of work by politicians and policymakers. What's happening? What are they getting into now?
Well, this is really interesting. There's this sort of underground thing called the gig economy. And it's been going on a long time, but it has been powerfully enabled by technology. So the gig economy, I mean, the perfect example of that is Uber. You know, you have your full-time job, but if you choose to make some extra money by monetizing assets, see, when did normal people ever think about monetizing assets?
Yeah.
That's a business concept, right?
Right.
Well, what Uber enables you to do is say, I have a car, I have time. If someone will pay me to drive other people around in my car, and I get paid more than it costs me for the cost of my gas, and it makes my time worthwhile, I'm going to be an Uber driver. If
right.
you have extra space in your house, you can do the same thing by renting out part of your house on Airbnb. I'm actually a pretty well-known Airbnb host. I talk on radios. Shows and talk to blogs and newspapers and magazines all around the country about this Airbnb thing. It's really just saying that, you know what? Thanks to technology, we all have the ability to do just like a business does, which is to look at everything we have as a potential asset and say, you know what? I'm going to monetize that. And I think it makes for life in a whole new and exciting way because you're not dependent on your job and your company for your well-being. You can give that up if you want or supplement it. And I frankly think that makes us much more interesting, independent, and smarter people because we're really self-reliant.
So we've got a couple of avenues here that politicians could be interested in. They could be looking at it saying, well, we could grow business and grow jobs if we if we embrace this technology economy, or we could tax it more.
Regulate and tax it.
So are there any murmurs out there as to which way they may be looking, since it's kind of piquing their interest now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a Republican is going to view this differently than a Democrat. And obviously, within the ranks of Republicans and Democrats, you're going to have different views. But I actually think that is the biggest issue right now is, first of all, I mean, there's an article in the New York Times about this. Politicians are just trying to get their head around it. You know, we heard a little bit of a debate about this between candidates, I don't know, a couple of months ago. They're just trying to understand what is it and does it matter? And I'm going to tell you, it matters a lot.
You know,
freelancers and the independent contractor part of the economy has always mattered, but it's never been as visible as, well, take Uber. Do you realize a few months ago there were riots in the streets of Europe about Uber, cars being flipped over and burned, the riot police coming out?
It's here to stay, and tech money is here to stay. It does nothing but bring us jobs and bring us money, and it's a good thing.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.